It's just coming up to 11:30 on Phoenix 98 FM and is now my second or third guest actually of the day. It's been quite a busy show today. So I'm joined in the studio by Father Mark North from St Thomas of Canterbury, Brentwood, and also by Graham Clegg, Deputy Lord Lieutenant. So good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Lovely to see you both in the studio. This is nice, bright and early-ish, yes? Now, you're both here to talk about an amazing event which is taking place to celebrate the coronation of King Charles. There's so much going on and we've got a lot to talk about. So let's start off first of all. How does the festival fit in with what's happening nationally?
Yes, thank you, Michelle. Well, the Brentwood Coronation Festival forms part of a national picture of celebration over the coronation weekend. As we know, it's Saturday through to Monday. Saturday, we can look forward to the coronation itself. On Sunday, there will be the concert at Windsor Castle. And then on Monday, there's what's called the Big Help Out. And this is an idea where local communities are encouraged to put on their own local events, which are designed to celebrate volunteers and those who give up their time to support clubs, societies and organisations, and do so on a voluntary basis. So the Brentwood Coronation Festival is basically Brentwood's nod in that direction, and it will be celebrating, as the title suggests, volunteers.
Yes.
And other voluntary groups.
And it's on Monday the 8th at King George's Playing Fields, which is in Grave Road, between 12 and 5pm.
That's right.
Fingers crossed for the weather.
Well, yes, that's always a doubt.
As always, but we do things really well in Brentwood. I mean, we do a lot of celebrations really well. How long have you both been involved? Was there a brief that came through, and how long ago was it to actually, and how long has it taken you to organise everything?
We started sort of tentatively talking about what we might do as a town just after Christmas. I think we had our first meeting quite early on in January as a little group of people. Mm. And as the weeks have rolled by, then we've had a clearer steer, I think, from the palace as to what they want the themes of this weekend to be. And we've sort of slightly moulded our plans slightly to be in line with that. But I think we were pretty much on the ball at the first go that there would be something about volunteering.
Yeah.
So we had that focus from the start. And it's taken that time to sort of pull everything together, really.
Yep.
Okay. Quite a lot to organise and get sorted out. So,
now, what can people expect when they come to the festival? Because it's for everybody, it's for families, it's for children.
Yeah, so it's partly about music and partly about sport. So it's got those two themes running through it. So we've involved lots of local groups to be present. So there'll be sporting activities to get involved in, to try out, to see if something like that it's going to encourage you to participate in that going forward. But there's also the other groups that are so active in our town, but not always shouting about what they do. So they're just getting on in the background, you know, helping people who perhaps, you know, find it harder to get out and to do things, vital support work for those having some sort of difficulty in their life at that moment. So both those strands are going to be represented throughout the festival. And it's a chance for people to come along. So there'll be the participatory part of it, because there's going to be the music, the bands playing. There's going to be some chance to join in with some singing, those sort of patriotic songs that we would expect on these great occasions. But also a chance just to find out how you might get involved in continuing that great work of helping out in the community, because all these groups are always looking for people to get involved and to do a bit of helping out, a bit of volunteering.
Yeah.
And often that's really quite flexible. But I think we don't always know who's out there and who's looking for help and what sort of things are on offer.
Yeah.
So there's just a chance for people to say, yeah, we're here, we do this, and if you'd like to help us with this is how you get involved.
Yeah, and that's great. We have so many volunteer organisations coming in on lots of the shows on Phoenix FM.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean if you're out there thinking, I haven't got 6 hours, I haven't got 10 hours a week. It can just be an hour that you might be able to dedicate to one of the volunteering teams that you like the sound of, or you have a chat and you'll be able to find them all on the day and have a chat.
Yeah.
They'll be there to talk to you about what they do.
That's
now, right. Music. Now, music, we all love our music. So you've got somebody hosting the stage on the day.
Somebody called Michelle Ward.
I should be hosting. I'm really, really looking forward to it. And thank you ever so much for asking me. Can't wait to be on stage and introduce all the music you've got coming up, and also talking to hopefully some of the volunteers as well and the organisations on the day too, to find out a little bit more about them, and also maybe doing a couple of songs myself too. But you have got, we've got three main performances on the day. So tell us about who's taking part in the performances.
Okay. Well, each performance will last about an hour, and it's scheduled throughout the afternoon. As you said earlier, Michelle, it starts at 12 and finishes at 5. So we start with the Brentwood Imperial Youth Band, managed, of course, by John Paul Wyndham and his father, John. They're going to be presenting 90 musicians. Wow. On stage for their set, and that will be from 1 o'clock to, or from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. That's right, and they'll then be followed an overlapping way with the St Thomas Mass Choir under Joe Tobin. So it'll be a joint performance for the first 20 minutes of their set. That's from some 2 to 2:20. And there'll be some national favourites being sung.
Yep.
A bit like the last night at the proms in that respect. Flags will be given out and people will be encouraged to be patriotic and wave their flags. And there'll be a national anthem as well at about 2:20.
Yep.
And then last but not least, we've got the Brentwood School Big Band. There's about 40 musicians there under Florian Cooper. And they'll be playing some classics and take us through to about 4:30. Mm. And interspersed with maybe some other songs from your good self.
Yes, so. Yes.
So that's on the music side.
And then you've got sport. So there's lots of things for people to get involved in as well. So tell us about the variety of sports you've got.
Yeah, so we've been sort of reaching out to sort of local sports clubs. Again, because, I mean, they are voluntary as well. Lots of them are looking for people to help them to run things. There's always lots of children who want to be involved in some of these activities, and we need adults there to get involved in that. So there's going to be opportunities to try out some of these things. We've got a mini tournament on the rugby field. We've got the bowls club is open. There's going to be some boxing demonstrations, I think, possibly. I don't know whether you can put your gloves on and have a go. I'm not sure about that, how that will work, but they're certainly going to be there talking about boxing. There's cricket, there's baseball, there's mountain biking, there's judo, tennis, skating, multi-sports. I mean, the list is quite mind-blowing, really. It's all the different things you'll be able to try out and find out about. And they're going to have a dedicated area for the sports activity within the park. So we're trying to use the whole of the park, and there'll be sort of a themed area of sort of sports in one bit, the sort of community stalls in another bit. Obviously, the stage is a big part of it as well.
And then you've got, as you said, the community groups. They've got stalls there from a variety of local clubs, all run by volunteers to encourage the big help out. People can just go up and sign up and have a chat with people and find out what they're doing in the local area.
Absolutely. I think we spoke earlier about the steering group. Diane Fairchild from the Brentwood Community and Voluntary Service was a member, and she's done a great job in pulling together a number of the community and voluntary groups. They themselves will be having a stall there. I think you can decorate a crown if you want to do that. That's what they'll be doing. We've also got the Brentwood Rotary Club. They'll be having a variety of children's activities. There's the Brentwood Food Bank. They'll be asking us to guess the weight of something or other. I'm not quite certain what.
Hopefully, it's not me.
what the thing is, but. That'll be a little competition. And then there's the Brentwood Baptist Church. They're involved. There's an opportunity to have a photo taken as a king and queen photo. Doddinghurst Road Church is also involved. They're providing some cream teas with the proceeds going to the food bank. I might mention, actually, in terms of the community groups, there will be an opportunity to donate and to buy this and that, a few things, particularly for the children. So I'd encourage people to bring cash, because not all these stalls will have a card facility.
Yes.
So although cash is becoming increasingly rare for us now, I think put some cash in your pocket and some low denominations, and then you'll be able to enjoy what's on offer all the more.
Now, the uniformed section, tell us about that.
Okay, so this again is encouraging people to think about volunteering in those groups. So we've got the Royal Logistics Corps will be bringing one of their military vehicles, so that's the reservist section. The Air Training Corps cadets are going to be there, and they're going to be helping us with some of the stewarding and the welcoming of people and the car parking and those sorts of things. And lots of the local scout groups are coming along as well, and they're going to be present and in their uniform and helping us out as runners and things like that. So they're really getting involved. So it'd be good to see them in their uniform taking part in that and showcasing off the amazing work that they do, actually. You know, the sort of educational opportunities they give to so many of the young people in this town and community. And again, just the commitment of the adults who are part of that, you know, chance for them to be celebrated and honoured and sort of thanked in a way. I think there's a big part of thanking people in this as well, because so much of this work goes on under the radar.
Yeah.
And it's not always appreciated, I think, that people who run these groups are doing it in their own time, and they have a very sort of professional outlook to things, but they're still volunteers who give up their time. You know, they're at home preparing resources, preparing lessons, all those sorts of things. So it's just a really good opportunity to be able to say thank you as well as to celebrate.
Now, can we do timings?
Yes. As you said earlier, it starts at 12. And there'll be a fairly dramatic start to the festival with the arrival of the mayor, Olivia Francois, in a horse and carriage. She'll have a guest or maybe two. So that will be fairly dramatic, I think. The horse and carriage has been made available to the festival courtesy of Bennett's. And Jane Bennett has been very generous in allowing us to use the ceremonial horse and carriage there. So that'll be, I think, a very grand entrance to the festival. Then, shortly before 1 o'clock, there'll be a couple of speeches, one of which will be from the mayor herself. And then we get into the real programme itself. As I say, 1 o'clock, the Imperial Youth Band will be performing.
Yep. Music right the way through. And then it will finish at 5 p.m. And there are... So I was going to go on to some refreshments then, but we'll leave that because towards the end. I was getting ahead of myself there. Now, the cost. Everyone's always, especially in today's society, and we've got costs going up everywhere, and, people are worried about money. But this is a fantastic event, and it's free, isn't it?
It is. So I think one of the things that we were keen to make sure is that as many people could come along and participate in this. So it's entirely free to come along to. There are a few food stalls and things who are selling some food that you can buy if you want. So we're going to come talk about refreshments, aren't we? But you don't have to do that. So if you're worried about the cost and, as you say, cost of living and all these sort of things that are pressing down on us as individuals and households at the moment, you can just bring your picnic along with you. And that would just be lovely to have people bringing their picnic blankets, their folding chairs, their picnic hampers with them, their carrier bags, whatever it is that they need to use to bring their food with them. They sit down as a family and have that picnic in the park while this great music is playing. And when the kids get a little bit more restless, you take them off and they do a little bit of the sporting activities to wear them out for a bit longer.
But it's fantastic. So that is free. So if you're listening out there and you know, it's a wonderful event that's going to be taking place, and it is free. And also the parking as well. I know there's limited parking, but there is parking on site, and that will be free as well.
It is. And also across the whole of Brentwood car parks on that day.
Wow.
So, if there is, as you said, limited parking on site. We're sort of using a bit more of the space in the fields to park cars. But actually, it's quite easy to park up in some of the town centre car parks. It's really only a 10-minute walk down Seven Arches Road to get you into the King George's Park. So you can park in any of the Brentwood Council car parks. Obviously, don't use the supermarket one because they're not part of that scheme, but you can use any of the Brentwood council car parks on that day for free. Leave your car and walk down to the playing fields.
And you've also got disabled parking as well. So if people have limited mobility or wheelchairs, there's parking at Hartswood Road entrance.
Yeah.
On cost, I think we should also put a shout out for the sponsors of the event, who are Rayner Hughes, solicitors in the town, and also Baker's Labels.
Yeah.
They themselves are celebrating their 50th anniversary, so there's a nice coming together there. There's also been a substantial grant from the National Lottery Community Fund, and also there's been very strong support from the Brentwood Borough Council, who have been fantastic here and being the mainstay of the organisation, and that's been terrific.
Mm. Now, refreshments. I like a nice glass of Coca-Cola. There are other brands available. So people, could, as you say, can bring... If you want to bring your own food and drink, picnic, as you said, you can come along and sit down and just enjoy the music.
Yeah.
But if you want to, there is going to be food and drink available on site.
There are going to be some food and drink sort of vendors on site, yeah. I think some of the local groups are doing... We've talked about the cream teas. I think somebody's presiding Prosecco, isn't it? One of the groups is doing Prosecco.
Shenfield Rotary Club, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah,
they're doing Prosecco, which they're famous for.
I think it's just bring your blanket, bring a chair, really.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be sitting on the grass, so you want something that gives you a little bit of comfort on the ground there, don't you, really?
And you've also got other facilities, so Lou's will be available as well.
That's right.
At the pavilion.
And the pavilion's open, and the cafe in there will be open and serving food and drinks as well. So,
yeah.
You know, so there are options. So if you're not into bringing your picnic,
yeah.
you can buy something on site. If you want to bring a picnic, or you need to bring a picnic, then that's lovely as well.
And if anyone happens to fall over, there will be first aid, is there?
Oh,
is
definitely
it,
first aid.
Who's doing the first aid? Is it Mr. Tyzak at all? Mr. Roy Tyzak?
I don't know. I think
it's the usual one.
Yes. That might be Roy. Roy and his lovely wife are always doing the first aid in Brentwood.
Yeah, so I think from what I can work out, it's the people that are normally on standby for these great occasions in our town.
Yes, he's fantastic.
Are on standby again for this great occasion.
That's fantastic. And there will be a programme as well.
Yep, and that's a free commemorative programme, so it's going to have some various messages from important local people, a nice picture of His Majesty and Her Majesty the Queen, a beautiful map of the park to help you find your way around. Not much good on radio, but it's beautifully coloured. And then the details of the different organisations, the programme for the day. And it'll just be a nice little souvenir of the occasion, I think. And again, we're handing them out free.
Mm.
So you just take that away with you and enjoy that to remind yourself that you were part of this momentous occasion in our national life.
I wanted to ask both of you, first start with you, Father Mark, what are you looking forward to most about this celebration?
I'm looking forward to creating some wonderful memories, actually. You know, the thought of gathering with the people who I live alongside in this community, and just, I suppose, in my mind's eye, the sun is shining and it's hot and we're all having a picnic on the ground. And that's sort of what I want to be able to hold on to those memories in the future, the sense of the community coming together, celebrating the coronation, but making that celebration relate to us locally and linking in with all the fabulous work that's done in the community. But it's creating those memories. And I'm hoping that the image of flag waving, thousands of people singing along to some of those songs that we all know and love will be one of those things that sticks in my mind.
Excellent. And what about yourself, Graham?
Well, I agree with Father Mark, actually. He said it all. I'm very much hoping that volunteers will feel very proud of the festival, and rightly so. I hope they will feel acknowledged, and those who don't currently volunteer will be encouraged to maybe take up some volunteering and join a voluntary group. And one of the things about the festival perhaps I should have mentioned is that at the end of it all there will be a parade of all the volunteers, everyone who's been involved, or if it's a large group, maybe two or three from each group. And this will be the climax really of the festival, from 4:30 through to the end. They'll all parade in front of the stage, and each will have an opportunity having their name read out and acknowledged. So yes, that's what I'm hoping the festival will achieve.
Excellent. Have you got your outfit? Have you got a Union Jack anywhere on the...
Work in progress,
Work
Michelle.
In progress. Work in progress. And just have to say that when it was the Queen's coronation, there was the coronation chicken, which is the curry chicken sandwich. This time we've got coronation quiche. Have either of you tried it or looked at the recipe for it? I believe it's got tarragon in it, which I'm not too keen on.
No, my colleague said to me, was I going to be making coronation quiche? And I have to say that was the first I'd heard of it at that point. And he told me it had tarragon in it as well. But more than that, I do not know. I cannot help you with that. You've not got the recipe you can share with us.
No, it is online, the recipe. Yeah, it definitely is online. I don't think it might. I do like a coronation chicken sandwich, though, I must admit.
There's something quite nice about coronation chicken, isn't it? Where the coronation quiche will enter the same psyche of our national life as coronation chicken did from 1953. We will have to wait and see.
So it's going to be
Brentwood Brewery
are
bringing along their own special coronation beer.
Oh wow, they're fabulous.
Yes, Brentwood Brewery. So we can look forward to that, can't we?
Yes, and maybe just one of those, because they are pretty strong, the ones from Brentwood Brewery. Now, just to go over, it's the Brentwood Coronation Festival, King George's Playing Fields, Ingrave Road, Brentwood, Monday the 8th of May, and it starts at 12, goes through to about 5 o'clock, and it's going to be a wonderful free day for you to come along, hear some fantastic music, find voluntary organisations. There's lots of sports for you to take part in as well, to keep the kids all amused throughout the day. There'll be flags given out, you can wave your flags, sing along, and just have a fantastic day. Hopefully the weather will be wonderful. Again, we've got the parking as well, which is limited parking, but as you said, all the car parks in Brentwood are going to be free on that day,
and there
is access if you have limited mobility or you're in a wheelchair. There is access as well, and if you go along to the Brentwood Council website, you'll be able to find out more details, and there is actually a Facebook page as well, which will give you all the details. So well, thank you very much for coming in.
Lovely to be here.
Shall see you both bright and sparkly on Monday.
Yes.
I haven't got my outfit yet. Sarah keeps saying to me, what are you wearing? And I was going, I don't know.
Well, we're now expecting something of a Union Jack theme after what you've asked us. So,
yes, I'm just trying to locate my Union Jack jacket.
And surely a train, at least a 6 foot train for your Union Jack dress, is that not?
Oh, that would be very nice. Yeah, I might try and make something up, possibly. It's great to have you both in the studio, and I'll see you on Monday, and we hope to see as many of you in Brentwood and the surrounding areas as possible. Come along and enjoy yourself and celebrate King Charles.
Yes, lovely. Thank you.
Thank you. Right, it's just coming up to